This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليماً كثيراً. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل، كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس، اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. My brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah. I began last week's khutbah by saying Alhamdulillah, and this week we learned the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Hamid. And so when we say Alhamdulillah, we are giving praise to Allah, the Most High, the Great. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, Al-Hamid, is the praiseworthy one. The one who is praiseworthy, who is deserving of all praise. And we will show how the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala related to His name breaks up into two categories. But first, as Al-Hamid, the praiseworthy, what does this mean? He is worthy of all praise, of course, praise that is good. Allah Al-Hamid is worthy of all praise for His actions, His names, His attributes, His statements, His legislation, as in the Sharia, the fiqh, the deen that He's brought down upon us, His decree, what is right for us to do, what may seem as good, what may seem as bad, what may seem as easy, what may seem as difficult, all of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worthy of praise. Al-Hamid, the praiseworthy. Now, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this name in the Qur'an multiple times. In fact, Al-Hamd is mentioned in the Qur'an even more. We know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu 'iwaja. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises Himself in the Qur'an when He says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of Al-Alameen, all of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So He praises Himself. And we'll see, as we learn the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how this is something that Allah is able to do. Because He created everything, He is entitled to praise Himself through His creation. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hamid, there's two things that we need to keep in mind. Two types of praiseworthiness. The first is gratefulness of His servants, us, His creation, all of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we show gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His good treatment towards us. For His good treatment towards us. And we know very well Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has treated us really nice. Alhamdulillah. Right? Even in the things that we see that are difficult for us, Alhamdulillah. You know, when we look at life and we look at death, we see the difficulties and the challenges and the hardships that through. And we think to ourselves, Alhamdulillah, we made it through it. We've managed to navigate through those hardships. We've managed to pass the difficult times. And now, Alhamdulillah, we are where we are. Whether things are still difficult or things are easy, we are here. And you'll notice that anytime we go through some sort of hardship in life, we usually tell ourselves, hey, as long as we're alive, as long as we still have our life, people who have a fire in their home, Alhamdulillah, our family is safe. People who have a car accident and come out safe, Alhamdulillah, their family is safe. People who have a surgery and they come out healthy, Alhamdulillah, we are healthy. It was difficult, it was hard, it wasn't easy, but Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah Al-Hamid. So the very first type of hamd, of praiseworthiness is us as the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not only human beings, but all of the creation, showing gratitude and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He has blessed us with. In addition to this, Allah has blessed us with guidance. In fact, it's one of the most important things to keep in mind, that Allah has chosen us. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen the believers and given them iman, a blessing that no price can buy. No one can pay to be guided. No one can give a certain amount of wealth for their heart to submit to Allah. You can give the entire world saying, I want to feel what you feel as a Muslim, right? A non-Muslim might say, I want to know and to feel and to understand what you know and feel and understand as a believer in Allah, who not only believes but submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no amount of money on earth can give them that if they themselves don't submit to Allah in their hearts. They may pay for the feeling or pay for the experience, but they will never get it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses who He guides. based on our choices and actions in life. We also see that from the gratefulness that we should show towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Allah has protected us from harm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected us from harm in our lives. So many things that we go through, that we experience, you get into your car and you think to yourself, how many people have died in a car, in an accident? You know, something that I think of all the time is getting a motorcycle. Be beautiful to ride a motorcycle in the summer, right? Enjoy the nice weather, you know, put on your protection gear, put on your helmet, ride the motorcycle. And every brother who knows that I would love to do this says, don't put your life in danger, right? Someone who goes bungee jumping, don't put your life in danger. You know, someone who goes swimming in the sea, don't put your life in danger. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us examples of the professional swimmer who might drown in their bathtub. Or the professional race car driver, right? Like Schumacher, for example, who drove and who did so many things that were risky, but then ends up having a skiing accident. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us these times, occasions, chances, tests in our lives for us to show gratitude and praise to Him. And no matter what happens in life, as long as we're doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with, whether it is good for us or difficult for us, as in whether it's easy for us or challenging for us, we should learn to say, Alhamdulillah. Protection from harm comes from Allah. Protection from haram is also from something that is worthy of praise. Protection from harm, but also protection from haram. Because there are things that are harmful to us that are permissible, that are halal. But there are things that are haram for us that Allah protects us from. As human beings, we desire to go towards things that are not good for us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us from it. Alhamdulillah. And the last thing that we'll learn with regards to this type of praise is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us prophets and messengers to teach us what is right and to teach us what is wrong, to teach us how to be and to teach us how not to be. And so these prophets and messengers are a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us that we deserve praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. As in, we owe it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to praise Him and thank Him for what He's given to us. My brothers and sisters, I share a small example of a brother I know who is an IT professional. He's not a scholar of the deen. He's not someone who, you know, usually when we think of pious people, when we say people who are pious, usually we think, okay, someone who's pious is someone who dedicates their life towards worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every single one of us as believers, regardless of our profession, are supposed to dedicate our lives towards worshiping Allah through and in the professions and the things that we do. So if you're working in IT, you worship Allah by being honest and doing what's right. Don't cheat, don't steal, don't do anything that's wrong, and that is submitting to Allah. The example of this brother, I've never seen or met a brother who's gone through so many levels of hardship, but still continues to say, Alhamdulillah. He went for Jumu'ah a few weeks ago while visiting from the United States. He came here, was visiting, and his car was stolen in Mississauga. Went in for Jumu'ah, came out after Jumu'ah, and his car was stolen. I was like, what are you going to do? He says, Alhamdulillah, it's okay, don't worry, Alhamdulillah. All of their stuff was in the car, stolen, Alhamdulillah. Family problems and issues with depression and anxiety and hospitalization, his brother, Alhamdulillah. Mother-in-law passes away, Alhamdulillah. 2 weeks later, wife is diagnosed with cancer, Alhamdulillah. Son has a major car accident, Alhamdulillah. Someone in the family attempts murder, attempts suicide, Alhamdulillah. It's like, Subhanallah, this brother goes through test after test after test. Alhamdulillah. Really, when we think of it, to be able to praise Allah through the difficult times in life is from one of the most amazing blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is deserving of praise as well. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ فاستغفروه انه هو الغفور الرحيم.
All the offices are full, everything is full. Still, we have 50 seconds outside.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين وأصلي وأسلم على نبيه الكريم عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم أما بعد. My brothers and sisters, the second and last type of praise that we learn about today, inshallah ta'ala, is praise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is deserving of for who He is. And really, we don't even need to talk about this too much, because all of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we've been learning so far, week after week after week, for a year now, has been teaching us the importance of praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and recognizing Him for everything that He does for us. Whether it comes to rizq, provisions, or forgiveness, or ease, or health, or, you know, clarity through difficulty. Whether it comes to the food and the agriculture that we receive, whether it comes to any aspect of life, we realize and recognize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so perfect. And He blessed us with things that are beautiful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought down upon us the Quran for us to follow and to use as a guide. And we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His lordship as well, none other is worthy of worship. And no other deity or false god that people have out there that they worship, none are ever in complete or entirety perfect to be worshipped. There's some sort of flaw. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you cannot find a single flaw. There is no flaw. He doesn't get tired. He doesn't sleep. He doesn't have children. He doesn't have parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Hamid is perfect in every single way. And because of that, He is deserving of praise. And that is why we see in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises Himself. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to learn more and more about Him and to be from amongst those who are thankful and show gratitude and gratefulness to Allah, for He is Al-Hamid, Alhamdulillah. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارزقنا وعافنا. اللهم بارك لنا في ديننا ودنيانا يا رب العالمين. اللهم تقبل منا أعمالنا الصالحة يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارزقنا. يا الله, please forgive me and forgive every single one of us for all of our shortcomings. Ya Allah, please forgive every single one of us for our mistakes in this life. Ya Allah, please remove our bad deeds from our book and replace them with good deeds. Ya Allah, please make it easy for every single one of us to submit to You in the way shown to us by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and through Your commands in the Quran. Ya Allah, please make it easy for every single one of us to be an exemplary, beautiful example of the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, please grant us the strength to be united. Please grant us the ability to bring our family members closer. Ya Allah, please make it easy for us together to stand side by side, shoulder to shoulder, praising You and worshiping You, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, please make it easy for every single one of the Muslims around this world who are suffering, who are struggling, who are going through difficulty and hardship. Ya Allah, please remove the oppression from upon them. Ya Allah, please make it easy for all of our community members that are going through some sort of hardship or difficulty, illness, or some sort of, you know, pain in their bodies. Ya Allah, please cure them and make that a means of their forgiveness. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Udhkuru Allah yadhkurkum wad'uhu yastajib lakum wa dhikru Allah akbar. Allah ya'lamu ma tasna'un.
Can I ask one of you to do the...
Straighten your rows, make sure your cell phones are on silent. And I'll reiterate what I mentioned earlier, about 20 minutes ago. For those of you who are double vaccinated, please do try to come to the first or second Jum'ah. There's about 100 people standing outside still waiting, and it's unfortunate, but we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for every single one of us. I know sometimes it's easier with regards to work, but let's try to navigate around that to make it easy for us to help each other to be accommodated for. Barakallahu fikum. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. سميع الله من حمده. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله